The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire. Tweet at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.
Or email us about your wife masturbating, which apparently somebody just did.
Yeah.
For no reason, which is fine. Yeah, thanks for sharing.
Yeah.
In the car, too.
Unsolicited stories about your wife diddling herself in the car. That's a Monday email right there.
Yes, it is.
But she's never done it in their 20 years of marriage.
Hey, enjoy it, man.
Well, she's done it. She hasn't done the car on the way home from the airport. That's what it looked like. What kind of trip was she on where you weren't around? That's what I'm thinking.
Well, it said she was on a work conference.
Oh.
Yeah.
Try that. Well, my wife picks you up at the airport next time. I'll just try that. Pull down my pants and start.
It was a great Steelers game. I couldn't contain this.
Why is that not sexy? That's a great point. Now, the guy describes, always says he picks his wife at the airport, but getting too graphic, it was too late. She gets in the car, yanks her pants down on the way home.
Starts going to town.
Okay, now that, to all of the guys are thinking, yeah, cool wife, that's great. Other way around, not cool husband.
No.
What are you doing, you freak?
We get yelled at.
Just keep driving.
Nope. That's just creepy.
Just creepy.
We'd have problems concentrating on driving. They would not.
Plus, none of your buddies are ever going to pick you up at the airport again. Hey, Puss, can you pick me up at the airport? No.
Nope.
Why? Oh, the last time you started masturbating. Oh, that's right. Sorry about
that. Get an Uber, pal.
Don't do it to an Uber guy either. Did you see the story, Craig? It was a horrible story.
No, the driver might give you a bad rating.
He's dead now.
Right, yes.
See the Uber, he's dead now story?
I don't think so.
St. Petersburg, Florida. 50-some-year-old guy and a 30-some-year-old Uber driver arguing about the direction the Uber driver was taking. I just saw a little clip in the paper. The Uber driver punches the guy in the face. Day later, he's dead now.
There you go.
All about the, I don't know, the direction of going somewhere. So, that's a... Get your side hustle on. That's what they're talking about on Bill Maher. About that's how Uber describes getting that job. Get your side hustle on.
Yeah.
Which is fine. Just don't punch the guy. You punch a guy, they can die.
It was on this date in 1953. David Mullaney Sr. invented the wiffle ball for his 13-year-old son.
Oh, that's cool. Did he patent that?
One assumes.
Man.
We know his name.
But he probably sold it. Like a year later to like Mattel for like $1,000. And now it's probably worth, I don't know, millions.
Millions.
Wiffle balls have been sold.
Unless he consulted Fred Cox. And Fred Cox got himself a pretty good deal for the Nerf football.
Yeah, true.
Fred is true, still making money.
This happens a lot, though. These guys in the 50s had invented these toys.
Yep.
They sold it like an hour later or like a week later. The invention for $1,000.
Parker Brothers gives them $200.
Right.
They sell every. I mean, they just give it away.
Right.
Fred Cox was smarter than that.
Super drug online doctor.
That sounds like an opioid problem there.
It really does. But it is a website. They decided to conduct a survey. They asked 2,000 men and women from America and Europe. They asked them about their cheating habits. And according to the survey... cheaters are most likely to find their affair partners fairly close to home. About 40% of women, 33% of men said that the person they cheated with was a friend. See, I don't get that. I don't get that. And then after that, it goes to both men and women. About a third of
Well, whose friend? The wife's friend, your friend?
Both men and women.
Okay.
Both men and women. 33% of men, 40% of women said it was a friend that they were cheating with. Now, you go the next one down is about a third of women say that it was somebody at work.
Yeah.
I don't know how those two are separated.
Because a friend at work would be somebody at work, right?
Yeah, yeah. Because a friend at work is someone at work and a friend.
And a friend, right.
So I don't know how those are separated, but, you know, the number one answer is they were a friend. Number two answer is at work. Number three answer, out and about. And then they met him in a bar, on social media, on a business trip or vacation. 4% and 7% there.
Don't point at me when you said me.
No, I'm saying, you know, that'll happen.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking to pick up at the airport. Because I ain't getting none on vacation.
At school, and then less than 1% on both sides.
I'm on vacation by myself, I'm not getting anything. So that's why when you pick me up at the airport, I masturbate. You just turn the radio in right now, and you have no idea what we're talking about.
But you're used to that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I've been in the middle of Wyoming for a week. What do you think I've been doing? Nothing.
Nothing.
It's me and a sheep herder. Couldn't even find one of them.
Only 7% of women and men said that they found an affair partner on social media.
Well, somebody's going to talk. I mean, how many of these people got away with it? That's the key.
No, you are way off.
Well, maybe some.
You are way off. More than half never found out. For American women, 56.5% say that their partner did not find out. The women also say, 20% of the women said, yes, they found out. 24% of the women said, yes, I told them.
Everybody gets hurt there, man.
Yeah, that's just for your own selfish purposes.
So more than half said, no, nobody found out. 20% said, yeah, they found out. 24% said, yeah, they found out because I flippin' told them.
Now, you don't need to watch the show, but Ozark, Jason Bateman's character, finds he thinks his wife's cheating on him, and she is, but he...
Did he have a private eye?
Private eye, yeah, got a video of her having sex with this dude. And he's like, he watches on his laptop. And this before he even knows.
26 times.
Yeah, well, before he actually...
On his laptop.
But he watched,
just to make sure.
He's sitting down and he won't tell her, in the beginning of the series... Go watch it. It's a great series, but it's on Netflix. But at the beginning of the series, he starts watching it, and she's in the room. He's on his laptop just to keep the anger alive. He didn't know till later on how she finds out.
Right. He doesn't confront her with it.
But that's tough. Could you watch that?
I don't know.
If you saw it once, you would turn it off and say, okay,
yeah,
that's sick. I don't want to see that again. But he watched it.
You'd have to be one of
those. And then
he
did it. That was the wild part.
You'd have to be one of those voyeurs.
Yeah.
You'd have to be the kind of guy.
I think he does it to keep the anger alive.
Yeah, that
you
too.
You can tell that.
Yeah.
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 He watched it just to be pissed off, you know.
Every time he felt a little bit of love creeping into his heart.
That was it.
He'd whip out the laptop and go, oh, yeah, there's her banging that other dude.
This is what you did, right, yeah. Get to see Jason Bateman's ass, too, along with Laura Linney's ass.
Getting spanked.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah, getting spanked, yeah.
Laura?
Yeah. She's 53 years old.
That doesn't mean she's not naughty.
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, no.
I'm just saying
she can still be a naughty, naughty girl.
I Googled her. I Googled her age as soon as I saw the ass slapping. I had my phone. I go, oh, it's Laura now. 53. All right.
Old enough to be naughty.
Oh, she's naughty. Jason Bateman, 49. You see his ass. All right. In case you're into Jason Bateman's ass.
Yeah, it's right there for you.
Oh, she is a 4-star Hall of Fame nudity.
Yeah, where else she naked? I forgot she. What's she naked in?
She's been
acting for years. I love her work.
I saw her in something on cable over the weekend.
Let's see. Going back to Further Tales of the City, The Big C.
I just never saw.
So
she was naked when she was a lot younger, too?
Maze in 2000.
Okay.
Love Actually, 2003.
Oh, she's naked then? Okay.
Life of David Gale, 2003. Kinsey.
Okay.
Yeah, there's quite a few.
I recognize those movies, but... Yeah.
Quite a few titles here.
Mm-hmm. Has Jason Bateman ever been naked besides seeing his ass in Ozark?
That is not on Mr. Skin. I don't know.
Go to Mr. Man.
Go to Mr. Man.
Yeah, go
I'd
to your other
not.
Account.
Go to Mr. Man.
We actually don't have a login credential for that one.
We need
you
one.
You do.
Yes, you do. It's on your favorite.
It's the skin game you want.
Password.
But yeah, the guys want that. We do need a Mr. Man.
We actually, yeah.
We do. Yeah. We got to get, next time we talk to Skin, we need a pass for Mr. Man, because then we can ask you more. Has he ever been naked? Because that's your gig, is to look for him when we ask.
Yeah, she is full frontal in this movie from 2000 called Maze.
Yeah.
Natural redhead.
I can't wait for you looking for full frontal with Jim for dudes coming up. Man, he is full frontal.
Yeah, we need that resource. So next time you talk
we
to
do.
Him,
I'm going to bring it up.
Hit him up for...
this way, Puss wants it, I'll say.
A little access to Mr.
And
Man.
We might use it once in a while.
In this survey at Superdrug Online Doctor, they asked these... it's about cheating. They asked... people why they cheated. Of the people that did cheat, they asked them why they cheated. And the number one reason for women to cheat in this particular survey was that the partner stopped paying attention to them.
Yep, they need a little validation.
Is what it says.
What's
here.
The guy?
The other person was really hot.
Or I had the opportunity.
And the number two for men?
Opportunity?
She was hitting on me.
Ah! We could answer those. That's exactly why the guy cheats.
Okay.
Because
this is how stupid men are.
Right.
The number three answer? He couldn't come up with anything else. Didn't want to say, oh, she was hot. Oh, she was hitting on me.
Right.
So this guy said, the number three answer is, I was, let's see. I was having doubts about my relationship.
Oh, that's crap. That's crap. That's funny. No guy has said, I didn't feel emotionally supported at home. We always joke about.
That was actually number five.
I mean, the funny, guys are pigs. Guys are dirt.
That's the thing.
And, Kobe Bryant, he checked into a hotel. The girl said, I'll take you to your room, and she pulls her pants down. And he did it. And he had a beautiful wife. It had nothing to do with anything. That was just availability.
He was just knocking some out before he got on with his day.
And he met her like 3 minutes before that.
Yeah.
So they, even though he was charged, but it wasn't rape. She was just, she wanted to have sex with the guy.
So nobody said no.
So it was options.
It was right there.
Well, nope. That's what he means.
Nobody said that?
She hit on me.
Hitting on me, other person, and she was hot.
And the woman says, well, my husband stopped paying attention to me. That's exactly what Laura Linney says to Jason Bateman. He wasn't paying attention.
Yeah. The number two reason for women, American women, is the other person was really there for me, which is, follows along with the partner stopped paying attention.
And the guys is
number three for women, I was having doubts about the relationship. Number four for women, the other person was really hot. And number five, I was bored.
Okay, so women cheaters and men cheaters are equally shallow.
They are.
Not in the
or they can be.
They can be, but not in the first one.
Right. Not the first one.
Not the first one. Right. Not their first or second answer. The guys are always shallow, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Right. I wouldn't get my emotional needs met at home.
Said no guy ever.
Now they might not be getting it. That's not the reason he cheated. That's funny.
Yeah. And then in the end, most people do regret having cheated.
Well, because they got caught?
No.
Well, it's about the same amount of people. No, 71% of men regret it. 58% of women regret it.
Yeah, I believe that.
However, 42% of women do not regret it.
Once again, I watched about an hour of Fatal Attraction this weekend. If you feel like you want to cheat, just go watch that movie and you won't. Because Glenn Close is still scary after all these years, man.
Oh, yeah. She will not be ignored.
No, she will not. And even just watching that movie, just a shudder. Oh, my God. With phone rings, there was no answer machines or no cell phones, and he's sitting in his apartment with his wife, who's, by the way, I've always loved her. And I Googled her, too, last night.
Who is it? Ann Archer.
Ann Archer, yeah. Ann Archer was 39 in that movie. She's 70 now.
Wow.
And she looks, yeah, she got some work done, but whatever. In that movie, she is absolutely gorgeous. And he's looking at her, and he loves her, and the phone rings, and it's crazy Glenn Close calling the whole time. Man, it's a freaky movie. Mm. Yeah, but Ann Archer, look at her up, by the way. I thought about her, because they just show her in her kind of underwear and panties in that movie. Was she ever naked back in the 70s or 80s? Or 90s, for that matter.
Two stars, brief nudity.
What movie?
Or modern day, we don't care.
70, Ann Archer.
Oh, let's go back here and see.
She's not whipping him anytime soon.
1976, Lifeguard. She was whipping him out.
Oh, I saw Lifeguard. That was with Sam Elliott, right?
Let me see.
Yeah, because I remember we talked to Sam Elliott. I love that movie. It's called Lifeguard. And I think she does whip him out in that. And she's probably in her 20s there.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't say who else is.
All right, but Ann Archer,
stars.
Yeah, yeah.
There was
Mr. Man. and Sam Elliott was full frontal.
I think there was a body double in Body of Evidence.
Yeah, that doesn't count. But yeah, she's in that, you're right.
Yeah, she went to body doubles after that. There's a couple more body doubles
too bad.
Listed.
Bomber. She's always sexy.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.